That's the first one. This is going to be the second one.
Good evening, everyone. Can we start with the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of
the United States of America, to the Republic of which it stands, one nation, under God.
Thank you. I'd like to call this meeting to order, which is a public hearing. This is the Ulster County Commission on Reapportionment. It's December 27th at 5:18, and we will begin. So I just have a few housekeeping announcements. One is, in the event of a fire emergency, the fire department has requested that all of us leave the building at once when we're told to, and move ourselves to at least one block away from this building so that firefighters can do their duties. I'd ask everybody to silence their phones. I'll start with myself. For people on Zoom, remain muted, please, until the clerk calls your name, and then unmute yourself to speak. In place of roll call tonight, I'm going to ask each commissioner to introduce themselves. I'll start with myself, Regis Obajewski, Chair of the Commission.
Sarah DiStefano.
Travis Rask.
I'm Kenneth Panza.
Andy Monk.
Donna Love.
And we have... Go ahead, Kathy.
Kathleen Waith.
Thank you, Kathy. We have a full complement of commissioners, so we have more than a quorum. So let's begin. The purpose of tonight's meeting is a hearing, and it's to gather input from citizens, both here in person and remotely, on the newly proposed 2024 to 2033 plan that was created by the Commission on Reapportionment in relationship to district boundaries delineated each of the 23 county legislative districts. So we have a few ground rules. Commissioners want everybody here to feel comfortable, and the participants that are at home participating feel comfortable and express your opinions. And we ask all participants to be respectful and refrain from applause or outbursts for the duration of the public hearing. So we're just really asking for mutual respect for everyone. Commissioners are here to listen and to gather input. Commissioners will not be answering questions or engaging in any debate. You may hear a commissioner ask you for a clarification if it's unclear to them what you're, the meaning of what you're trying to say. But outside of that, outside of clarification, there'll be no back and forth. When the clerk calls your name, you will have 2 minutes, maybe three, depends on how many people are going to be speaking, but 2 to 3 minutes to share your comments on the revised map. That's the whole point of tonight. Please confine your comments to the revised map of 2024-2023 and no other topics. We'd appreciate that. If speakers have written comments, can hand those into the clerk. That's always appreciated. The record of the public hearing will be left open for a period of 24 hours from the conclusion of this meeting till tomorrow at that particular time. Then it'll be closed off. And so anyone can advance written copies of remarks to The email, that'd be the most expeditious way of doing it. And the email is, I'll say it twice, it's reapportionment@co.ulster.ny.us. reapportionment@co.ulster.ny.us. If you feel a need to hand deliver this tomorrow, you could do that. You can come to the legislative clerk's office, and that's here on the sixth floor. It's not the county clerk's office, it's the legislative clerk's office. And we have two representatives in the legislative clerk's office, Juan Tantillo and Jay Mahler, who have been extraordinarily helpful to this commission in so many ways. And Rob Leibowitz, Rob, you here? In the planning department has been with us shoulder to shoulder throughout this entire process. So let's start with our first speaker. We'll start with people who are in person, and then we'll go to the remote participants. Okay, Juan, do you want to call them up?
So our first speaker signed up is Maury Gutsman from Gardner.
First, good evening, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. My name is Maury Gottesman. I'm a 41-year resident of the town of Gardner. I'm currently serving as president of the nonprofit Friends of Tilson Lake, which is also a resident of the town of Gardner. I'd like to point out that Gardner has unique challenges and opportunities that some of its neighboring communities do not have. We've got an ultra-high-end luxury resort. We've got a state park. We've got a growing hamlet business community. And we've got an increased pressure for housing across the board. Because of this set of circumstances, hacking Gardner into multiple districts would violate the spirit of districting. The residents of Gardner deserve a single legislative voice dedicated to their concerns, not someone who has to focus among a different set of issues that may not impact Gardner at all. I believe this new map is a better shot at giving the residents of Gardner what they deserve, which is a single district. And I don't believe, because of the diversity of our community, that it will tilt the scales in any particular direction. I thank you all for your time. I thank you for your efforts, and I look forward to approving the new map and whatever speaks need to be done. Thank you.
Our next speaker signed up is Alex Dannon from Shangham.
Hello, everybody. My name is Alex Dannon. I'm on the town board of the town of Shangham. I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak tonight. Like Gardner, Shangham has its challenges and its very diverse population. Shangham, in the current legislative districts, is broken into three different districts. And if things stayed that way, I think the residents of Shangham would have been perfectly happy because we had at least one district that was wholly located in the town of Shangham, guaranteeing that a resident of Shangham would be representing us at the county level. The previously approved maps still had us broken into three different districts, and all three of those districts were broken between multiple towns, which gave us the distinct possibility of having no representatives from the town of Shangham at all. So that's what my concern was, and I previously emailed my concerns, but I wanted to come and express that again. I do think this new map is a much better way of doing things, especially for the residents of the town of Shangham. We're now, based on this map, broken into two districts, with one of those districts, again, wholly located in the town of Shangham. So I hope this map does get approved. If there are tweaks, I hope that the two districts that cover Shangham remain the same. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Dennett.
The next speaker signed up is on Zoom, Carol Nolan. Carol, you need to unmute yourself. There you go.
Hello, Carol Nolan from New Paltz. I want to thank you publicly for the cooperation and efforts that you made in coming together to come up with this map. I'm very appreciative of it, and it makes me proud to live in Ulster County. Thanks.
We're just going to check to see if anyone else signed up. That's all the speakers that checked off that they wanted to speak tonight. Is there anyone else in the room that would like to speak that hasn't, that didn't indicate so? Okay. Go ahead. You're Jeff Collins, right? Come on up, Jeff.
I have a couple of comments. First, I want to thank you for doing all the work you guys have been doing. I think it's really appreciated by a lot of people here. The first thing that we noticed, or that I noticed, was that there was an error. There was a little piece of Platica with 17 people in it that is in, I believe that's 9. It should be in 12. Not shown on the first map. The second map kind of adjusts that by taking a piece out of, I believe it's 10, and putting it back to 12, that compensates the loss of the other side of the district. Is that, any questions on that? So first is just a mistake. I'm on this map here. So this little blue, this little yellow piece, this red piece here compensates for losing the other side of that map. Okay. Because if you're losing 17, you're picking up 23. Want to kind of keep the population the same. The main comment though is I looked at the Hispanic community, which resides mostly in the southern part of Platica, and that was split up. And I wanted to try to come up with a way of keeping the Hispanic community together in Platica. And I believe this map does it. This is comments 2 on page 3. The red is basically the southern half, and most Hispanic live in that part of Platica. On the next page, you'll see that the commission's map divides that red into 3 different districts. And according to the municipal home rule, the top priority is keeping the districts within size requirement, but the second highest priority is not drawing districts to discriminate against racial or language minority groups. And dividing Platic Hills Hispanic community has shown that it's kind of unfair to that community. And it can be done in a way that doesn't divide that community. As you can see on the next map. This map, there's a different division between 12 and 16. Keeps everything within limits. It keeps the lower half of Platic Hill intact for the Hispanic community. And as you can see with the populations, they all fit within the 5% delta, from the largest to the smallest. The advantage of this is it keeps Platic Hill in 2 districts instead of 3. So we've got all of the southern towns in 2 districts now, instead of one of them being in 3 districts. And then there's a couple more maps beyond that that show more details of that. And this large map shows you specifically how to draw that map. I can share it if you would like.
Okay, we'll do that. And I believe, was it Betty that won? Betty DiOrio from the town of Platicville.
Good evening. Thank you for your hard work. I just wanted to say that I understand that we need to divide our town into more than one district because we have a larger population than is necessary for each legislative district. Although what you have done is put it divided us 3 ways, I really would like to just really look seriously at what Jeff has proposed to you. I think that's really the better map for our town. So I thank you for your consideration.
And Gladys Ferguson? Figueroa, I'm sorry, from the town of Platic Hill.
From the town of Platic Hill. My name is Gladys Figueroa, and I'm also the president of the Platic Hill Latino Heritage Association. And I ask you to please consider Jeff Collins' suggestion so that we don't divide our community. Basically, that's it. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time. And was there anyone else? Mike Baden from the town of Rochester.
Good evening, everybody. First, thank you to all of you. It's, you know, I was probably at almost every one of your meetings. I think I missed two in the process of this. And it's a thankless job that you guys volunteered for. And you got a lot of criticism by people and in the press and not enough thank yous. So thank you, all of you. The fact that all seven of you are present tonight is a testament to all the work that you've done. I played around with the maps myself with your final version. Are there different ways it can be done? Absolutely, but I think this is a very serviceable way. Seeing Mr. Collins' suggestions, I would add my support to that. Being able to make Plattekill be two instead of three. I hadn't been able to come up with a possible way to make Marlborough, Shongum, and Plattekill all two districts, and congratulations to Mr. Collins for figuring out a way to do that. So I hope you'll take his recommendation seriously and look to possibly enact that, but I just wanted to say thank you for all the work you guys have done.
Are there any other speakers? Tom? I'm gonna, Krasinski? I'm gonna for town of Gardner.
Close enough with them. So I've been probably your biggest critic. I just wanted to say that I appreciate your efforts over the last 2 weeks. I think you have shown that you have an interest in creating a map that is not just legal, but also one that's fair. And I just wanted to say thanks. And my comments earlier, like the day after Thanksgiving, were somewhat intemperate. I just want to say thanks for the work you've done since. Appreciate it.
Please come up and just tell us your name and your town.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Mike Hartner. I live in Gardner Park. And I just want to say that I support the town for the Democratic Party. And Gardner just said that he supports and he represents the public, but also who support that. Very much appreciate if you would follow that suggestion. Thank you.
And are there any other speakers? I think we've got everyone on Zoom that wanted to speak. I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you all for those comments. On behalf of all the commissioners, I want to thank each of you for taking the time to talk about this proposed map and as thoughtfully as you did. And we also appreciate the kudos that Field Science. Thank you very much for that. Again, written comments will be accepted 24 hours from now. And the best way is through the email reapportionment@co.ulster.ny.us. Or you can hand deliver it to this building, the office right across the hall, the legislative clerk's office. The next meeting of the Commission on Reapportionment will be held December 29th at 5:15 p.m. right here on the sixth floor of the legislative chambers. If we need more time, we might spill into Friday, but we hope not. In the meantime, I'd like to ask for a motion to adjourn. Donna? Andy? Okay, all in favor? Okay. Thank you very, very much. This hearing.